Shooting incidents have increased 33% in Seattle since last year, and a recent spate of gun violence in central and south Seattle has neighbors there on edge. A group of local pastors have made it their mission to hold a vigil after each shooting, and that's going on 3 years now. KUOW's Liz Jones spoke with Gregory Banks, who helped to get all of this started.
One of the things that we wanted to do when we started doing the vigils is giving a voice to the community. What I had started noticing was that people were afraid to come out of their homes. And so we wanted to allow the citizens an opportunity to, in some type of way, take back their neighborhoods. Usually when we do these vigils, we try to get information about the victim. And we talk about the impact that that has not only on his family, but the community as a whole. And then we pray, always praying for the community, praying for the family, and praying for the lives that are lost. Not only the person that has been killed, but the perpetrator has also lost their life because they're going to spend a lot of time in prison. But I remember each and every one of them. They are etched in my head. In the last couple of months, I've seen people that I know personally being killed. The vigil that we just did last month for Torrance, that hit very close to home for me. I've known Torrance since he was probably about 11 or 12 years old. I watched him grow up. You know, when I first started this, I knew that at some point it was going to start getting more and more personal. And so it's very heart-wrenching for me right now.
That was Gregory Banks of First AME Church talking to KUOW's Liz Jones. Banks' cousin was just killed in a shooting last week in Skyway. His vigil was held on Saturday.